Jeff Bezos has urged us to leave the Earth, and he says that it will happen in our lifetime. How realistic would it be to suggest that humans will colonize the moon permanently in the near future?
Well, I have a problem with that word colonize. I can imagine establishing small exploration bases, small scientific bases like the ones we, for example, have in Antarctica. But colonization implies something much larger, but moving a significant proportion of the population and, planning to live there permanently. I don't think that's feasible at all at the moment. And what's more, I don't see any reason to do it.
Okay, so there are no reasons to leave the Earth and relocate to the moon so far?
No, I don't think so. There are good scientific and other reasons to establish small bases there and do interesting exploration and interesting science and maybe use it as a base to eventually go to Mars for the same sort of scientific and exploration reasons. But colonization, I think, is nonsense.
Sure. Okay. So, what would these scientific bases look like on the moon? How would they function? How big are we talking in terms of these discoveries?
Well, I think we'd probably be talking of bases with only a few tens of people, maybe 20 or 30 people, or something like that, and people would go there for 6 months or a year and on rotation and then come back and others would go just the same way as we use the Antarctic bases. There are people who stay there for more than a year sometimes in Antarctica, but most people go for a few months over the summer. So I can see something like that happening and I can see it being very useful. But beyond that, I don't see a reason for it.
Sure. So if, say, in the very far future, if we did decide to move over and start inhabiting places like the moon, what do you think would be the biggest problem for our human species?
Well, there's nothing to breathe on the moon to start with.
That's very true.
That's a pretty big problem.
That is a fairly big problem,
Yeah.
Awesome.
And because there's no atmosphere, no ozone shield to shield us from cosmic radiation, it's a very dangerous place.
Sure.
And so we'd have to live underground, which is feasible, but on a small scale it's feasible. Larger than that, I just can't see it happening. You have to more or less permanently live underground and go out for the occasional walk on a Sunday wearing a full body suit, pressurised and with an oxygen supply. Doesn't sound like much fun, does it?
No, it doesn't. The idea of staying underground for too long does kind of give me the jitters, I will admit. Do you think that there's a possibility for that to even be looked into further, for just drilling our way further down into planets?
Sorry, Alex, I'm not sure I followed that question. Just try again.
That's all right. Do you think that is that a feasible option, moving to the underside of the moon, drilling into the moon and living in that?
Well, I think it's certainly possible on a small scale and on a temporary basis. So I don't think that's necessarily a big problem, but you'd have to have a very good reason for doing it. And the only reasons I can think of that I would define as good would be for further exploration or as a launch site for going to Mars. That would be another reason for doing it, because it would be much easier to launch a sizable rocket from the moon than it would be from Earth because of the low gravity of the moon.
Perfect. Well, Malcolm, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome, Alex.